Okay.
We're on Ayin Gimel and Aleph at the bottom. The Gemara is discussing whether an Asham needs Akira if the Bailim were Nishchata or they died. So now it's made to be an Ola. Does it need Akira or not? And the same thing goes with a Pesach that's made to be a Shlomim. Does it need Akira or not? Eishvei Rav Chisda Rav Huna Shachto Vinoda Shemashu Bailim Es Yodim. Mishnah says if you shechted Korban Pesach and then you found out that nobody's left on this Korban. So the Tani Allah Bechol Ki Haigavna Yisoreth Miyad. And the Brisa says that if this happened on the weekday, so then the Korban is possible that you burn it immediately. So it says Iomers Bishlama Boy Akira, that it still remains a Korban Pesach. But, what's it called? It needs Akira, because Lamaisa, once there was no more Bailim on it, it's not only anymore to be a Korban Pesach. So now it's only to be a Shlom. So the Psul in this Korban is something that is external to the Korban. So High Pesachu, the Kivin to Lesley, no, so since it's what's it called, it's still only to be a Pesach. The Kivin to Lesley Bailim, have they Psul of the Gufo? So that psul is a psul begufo. The halacha is anything that's psul begufo, right, is you burn immediately. You don't have to wait till it gets, it is over, uber, you don't need ibur tsura, which we'll discuss in a second what ibur tsura is. But in any case, you burn it immediately. So that makes sense, right? If you hold that this remains made to be a korban pesach until you be oker, so korban pesach that shechted shalol menuyov or shalol ochlav is pasul mamish, it's a psul begufo. Am to lahach yisarif miyad. That's why he burns immediately. Elei amres lo boy akira. Mereisha havi leishlam. As soon as all the bialim are not on this carbon, it's not made to be a pesach anymore. So it automatically is made to be a shlam. So psulo mishumai davar acher. The shachit leil acher tamit shobein harbayim. So why is it possible? The ma'isa shlamim that yishechted shalola nuyav or shalola ochlav is 100% kosher. So why would it be possible? The reason it's possible is because you're bringing it after the Tomit Shobein Horbayim. And even though we had a Shaila before, whether you've shechted something like after Tomit Shobein Horbayim, whether it's possible or not, from this Gemara's Mashma Tak, it is possible. And there's other ways of understanding what exactly is going on over here, but in any case, from this Gemara, they do bring a Raya that it's possible, even though there are Rishonim who hold that it's not possible, and they have ways of explaining this Gemara. But in any case, from here it's mashma that it's possible. Since you brought it after Tomit Shobein Horbayim, it's possible. So, Ibur Tsura, boy, right? The reason, or one of the reasons that it's possible is because since Lamaisa now, you can't be Maktir the Emurim, because that's a separate Isser. To be Maktir Emurim after Tomit, you shechted it after Tomit Shobein Horbayim is one Isser. Outside that, it would be conceivably kosher, but you're not allowed to be Makter the Emurim. And since you can't be Makter the Emurim, you can't eat the Basar either. So the Basar becomes possible. That's what's possible. Not that the carbon is possible. But the Basar becomes possible because you can't eat it. Because you can't be Makter the Emurim. Okay. But since you shechted it and you resorted to Dam, you did everything, the carbon is kosher. Not that the carbon becomes possible. That's how they learn. But a psul that's psulo bako, what's it called? Psulo Bakodesh, where the psul came because of a side thing, not something that's intrinsic to the thing itself. So there you don't burn it immediately. You leave it either go overnight or the time of noser for that carbon, like a shlom, and you have to leave it 2 days and a night. That's another opinion. Or you have to leave it till it gets mamish green, till the meat turns bad. Those are three different shitas on what Ibur Tsura is. The Tanya Zehaklau calls your psula begufa yisarif miyad. Anything the psul is intrinsic to the carbon itself, like it's a balmum or something like that. So then you burn the, if it's psul like that, you burn it immediately. It's not a bizayin to kodshim because the thing is psul anyway, intrinsically. But dam uba bailim, but the psul is an extrinsic thing. It's something that happened with the avodas hadam or the bailim, some problem with them, their tummy or something like that. So then the carbon itself isn't intrinsically possible. It's possible because of side things. Then tubar tsura so be eitzel beis ha-srefi. You can't burn it until it has ibur tsura. Let's see Rashi. The tani alodim asnisen. Bechol ki gav, ki ha-gav, nahol b'yochol asarfo. right? On the weekday, if this would be the this psul, since during the weekday you're allowed to burn it, you saw it miyad. Then saw it lahamti not shetub or churasa. You burn it immediately, and you don't have to wait until here's ibur tzura. The apple got the moser apesach korv shlom, and even though as soon as this animal didn't have any bilim on it, right, it now is only to be a shlomim, not a pesach anymore. And if you shechted it l'shem shlomim, it would be kosher, right? Because it's no longer a pesach. After shlo oker shem pesach b'menu, since you didn't actually been oker the shem pesach, right? You shechted it l'shem pesach, not l'shem shlomim. You saw it miyad. It's possible. By stories that what's it called that even if you weren't oker the shem. It's what's it called? It remains a Pesach. The Havelei Pesach Shenishchat Shlo Lenuyah. Iyam is b'shlom afagad v'stami v'shem shlomim koi boy akira. Even though it's only to be a shlomim, still you have to be oker the shem Pesach from it. Specifically, the chol kamad lo oker have a shem Pesach alav. And as long as you didn't do that, it's still a Pesach. Mishum hachi yisorif miyad v'lo boy ibur tzura. The Havelei Pesula begufo Shenishchat Shlo Lenuyah. It's a Pesach that was nishchat Shlo Lenuyah. But if you hold it, it doesn't need akira. And it's automatically a shlomim, then why is it possible? The only reason it's possible, if it's automatically a shlomim, then why is it possible over here? The only reason it's possible, because you brought it after the Tamid Shabbein Arbayim. Because a shlomim, shalolim nuyav, is kosher. There's no such thing as minuyav and ochlav by a shlomim. The shchitas pesach achar atomid he kedamra atomid nishcha. The overall essay dashlama, and therefore the carbon is possible, or like we said, at least the basar is not allowed to be eaten because there's no way you can be mocked of the emurim because it's awesome. So maybe the basar is possible, but it's only a psul because of a side thing. Therefore, you need kosher psul of a gufo kagon pigul noser tome yotze yisorif miyad vein sorif lahamtin. Where the psul is in the thing itself. Right? Then what's it called? You burn it immediately. The dam of a bailin could go nishbach adam. Right? For instance, what's it called? The dam got spilled out, so you couldn't make zrika sadam. Or pesach shemesu bailin. Or nitmu achar zrika. Right? Same thing. The psul is in the bailin, not in the korban. The after pesach kosher, huela shelo ochlin. It's not a psul in the korban itself. So then, I'll covet for kodshim, which are basically, the thing itself is basically kosher. So it's a side thing that makes it possible. Tubar tzura. So yamtinu lo ad shetubar mienu tzura basar. Wait until the tzura of the basar goes away so it doesn't look like you're burning basar kodshim, because it's not basar anymore. The kivin ain't tzula chomor lo sarfin and kodshim b'vizayin. Since it's not such a serious psul, that's psul intrinsic, it's a psul that's external, so you don't want to burn kachim, it's a design to kachim, until it doesn't look like kachim anymore. The ibur tzura psul lino. The havile psula begufo. And ibur tzura will make it now lino. In other words, you left it overnight, so now it has to be burnt anyway. So now you can burn it. So, and then it becomes a psul begufo. Because now the meat was left overnight. So some say that's not good enough just overnight. You have to leave it to the time that it would be, what's it called, it would be noser. So if you have a shlomim, you have to leave it for 2 days and a night, not just one night. And the others hold that it's even more than that. It has nothing to do with the lina, or doesn't have nothing to do with what's it called, with noser. It has to do with physically. The meat has to turn rotten, has to be rotten. That's the Rabbeinu Chananel. Okay. So we brought a riot from here that lechora, it needs akira. And until you made akira, the pesach is what's it called, is still a pesach. Unlike what we said before, it doesn't need akira. Ela lo teima shachtu stam kosher v'shumola by an asham, because the asham will have the same din as the pesach. An asham that's nitik l'riya, right, does it need an akira or not? Is it automatically an ola? Or is it remain an ashram until you're oker the shame ashram and shechted the shame ola? Ela ema over there by the ashram shachtu the shum ola kosher. If you shechted it for the sake of an ola, then it's kosher. But in a chenal, you shechted it stam, it's possible because it still remains an ashram. Al maboy akira needs akira, and same thing by Pesach. The Gemara says, "Rav Chiya bar Gamda, the Amar Nisruka mipi Chabura, the Amri Kigon Shahayu Balim Tmei Mason, the Nidchim of Pesach Sheni, Hai Hu the Boy Akira, the Amar Lo Boy Akira, Michael and Amar." Aye, but according to Rav Chiya bar Gamda, he said that the whole Chabura agreed. Chabura of Talmidei Chachamim and the Beis Medrash. We're discussing this issue that the only time Pesach needs Akira, a Pesach that was Overs Manu, so now it's not no longer Pesach, it's after Pesach. So it's now it's only to be a Shlamim. When does it need Akira? If the Bailim were Nidchel Pesach Sheni. They were Tamei Pesach Rishon, they now they have to bring a Pesach Sheni. So it's only the Korban Pesach. Because in a month, they're going to bring it for Korban Pesach. The same Korban Pesach they were Mafrish for Pesach Rishon can be used for Pesach Sheni. So it's not only to be a Shlomim. For this person, this is still only to be a Pesach. It's as if Pesach didn't come yet for this person. But if the Bailim already brought another Korban Pesach, they're not going to bring Pesach Sheni, then the Korban automatically is a, what's it called, is a Shlomim. It doesn't need Akira. So according to him, how are you going to learn this whole sugya here? Elam Rafuna Brevi Vishua Hocham Ayaskinan Gigon Shifrishu Kodim Chatzos Umesu Bailim Achar Chatzos. What happened over here was you were mafresh this Korban Pesach before Chatzos. So it was nearer for Korban Pesach because it still had the Bailim. Or the Ashram. The Korban Pesach. The Ashram is under Chatzos. And then the Bailim died after Chatzos. So the Havile Nira Venidcha. It was Roy to be a Korban Pesach, and then it became Nidcha from being a Korban Pesach. The Chol HaNira Venidcha Shuvenu Chos HaVenira. Something that had been fit and then was pushed away remains pushed away. And so it tells us something that never was fit, so it wasn't pushed away, it just wasn't fit. If it becomes fit later on, right, Dichoy Meikor, it could be not Dichoy. But Nira Venidcha is worse than where it never was fit, so now it could become fit. If it was fit and then pushed away, so something, what's it called, was positively or negatively done to it, then it doesn't come back to be kosher. So therefore, what's it called over here, the reason that it is possible is because it was nearer the nitcha. Rashi. L'Rav Chiya bar Gamda d'omer b'tamid nishchat. Gabi masnisa v'toni hosom v'pesach boy akira. Over there, the Brisa said Pesach needs Akira, and he said that's only in a case where it's still omeid l'korban Pesach for this person, because he's going to bring Pesach Sheni. But Okma could go and show you violence may mason. For Acher, to lav stama koit l'pesach. But another person, it's not omeid l'pesach anymore, lo boy Akira. So according to him, that Pesach doesn't need Akira, how are you going to learn this Gemara? Right? L'chora, why do you burn it immediately? It should need Ibur Tzura. Since what's it called, Pesach doesn't need Akira. It's a Shlomim. So the only reason it's possible is because it was bought after the Talmud Shobein Arbayim. So it should need Ibur Tzura, and it says not. You burn it immediately. Michael and Amer, Kolom Masnisim Dehacha Tiyufte. This Mishnah is a kash on him. Because we learned on this Mishnah, you burn it immediately. And if you burn it immediately, it means that it needs Akira. The Tani Yisorit Miyad, Velo Mesut Melo Mishum Akira. The only reason is because since you weren't Oker, the shame, it remains a Pesach that was shechted Shalolim New York, and therefore what's it called? It's possible, Begufo. Elam Rafuna Brev de Vishua, La'olam Kedekomer, Shachto Stam, Kosher La'olam. No, really, it doesn't need Akira. You shechted an Asham Stam that was Neschaper Bailov, the Bailov where they got Kapora or they died, it's an Ola automatically. You don't need Akira. And therefore, by Pesach, the same thing. The kivin the koila ola stami olahu the apapisha tchilas oasha the chen mosra pesa kivin the lishlamim koi stama kishachit leishlamim hu. You don't need akira if you shechted stam, it's also a shlamim. The harcha diktoni yisarif miad. So why in this case where you found out that there's no more menuyim, no more ochlim, why do you burn it immediately? The chor is a shlamim that you shechted the shalolim nuyim. Why shouldn't, and the only psul is that you did it after tamid shodein arbayim. So that should be Ibur Tzura. Lav mishum Akira. The reason that it's possible is not because of Akira. Ela kagon shifrishu kodem chatzos. You are mafresh this korban before the zman of what's it called of korban Pesach. The chimote chatzos, kavate chatzos, shuzman shchitaso. The moment chatzos came, it was roy to be a korban Pesach. the nira le Pesach. Umesu bailim acher chatzos. The nidcha mi Pesach. When the bailim died, then there was not a Pesach anymore, because not roy anymore le Pesach. There's no bailim on this. The shuv eino chozer the nira le shlomim. Then a klal is that a korban that became pasul, was kosher and then became pasul, is nidcha completely. So this one isn't roy for a shlomim. That's it. So it's a korban Pesach pasul. So you burn it immediately. But when would it be? So where is the case where a Pesach that's left over, right, could be a shlamim? If what's it called, the animal got lost before chatzos, the nimsa acher shchitas haPesach, and it wasn't found again until after you shechted another Pesach. Delo osa chatzos oleila mikveh, then chatzos wasn't koveya it because you already shechted the other one. And you lost it. It wasn't royal according to Pesach when Chatzos came. So it never was nearer for Korban Pesach, right? Because it was lost. Now that you found it, it was never nearer, but now it became nearer. But it was never nearer the Nidche. It was never Nidche, because it was never nearer. It just wasn't royal. So that already is kosher. For long nearer, she was special me olam. Never was royal for Korban Pesach, and now it became royal for a shlomim, that's okay. But if it was roy for a korban Pesach and it was nidche, then it's possible. Mora says that can't be. That can't be the answer. Midi hu taima el l'rav. We're trying over here now to explain rav. Right? Ha'amar rav balei chayim enam nidochim. There's no such thing as nira v'nidche by a living animal. Only shchutim, only animals that are dead, can only a basar of a korban or whatever, a korban that's already been shefted, can be nidche. But living things are not nidche. That's what Rav shows, right? So this whole thing is to explain. Where's Rav? Where do we have Rav? Yeah, Esther of Chista the Rav. No. Right. Right, I'm referring to Rav. Right, Asher Shnitik Leviya. This whole thing is Rav's memra. That what's it called? An Asher Mishechted Stam is kosher to be an Ola. So the Chora, what's it called? Rav doesn't hold that Bali Chaim are Nidochim. Elam Rav Papa, Hamani Rav Elezeri. Right, this goes according to Rav Elezer, who holds, we'll see one second what he holds, that therefore you need Akira. See Rashi first. Midi Hu Taima El Rav. Hai Terutz or Rav Matarisle. This whole sugi over here is Rav. Right? And Rav, the Omer Lo Boy Akira. Rav's the one who said you don't need Akira. You can't answer, according to Rav, that the reason over here why it's possible is not because it needs Akira, but because Nira Venidche. And therefore it's possible. But Omer Rav, the Perich Shnei Seire, Balichayim, and Nidochim. The Ein Dichui Ela Bedamo Bebayim. Dichui can only be where the psul was after the thing was shechted, but dam of a bailum to go and sear shoshen shenishchat, like by the searing of Yom Kippur, where the one of the that's going for the korban to the rabbanu shalolam, he shechted it. The korban zrikas dam or meisa mishtaleach, and before you were able to resort to dam, the what's it called, the mishtaleach died. You always need both of them. What's it called, kosher, in order to bring the either of them as a korban. So you shot the chadam, so you pour out the dam, it's possible. Because it was what's it called, it was nidche. It was nearer the nidche. Aber kozman shakorban chai eno nitzel mishim dichot. But as long as the korban be kosher, in other words, if the seir that's supposed to be made as a korban is still alive, and the mishtaleach died, so then that korban remains okay, and you bring another one, and then you're koveya, and that is mishtaleach, it's not possible. Because it's not never nidche. Mora says it's Rabbi Lezer. What's Rabbi Lezer? El Omer Papa La'olam La'boy Akira. Ustame Shlomim. Really, it doesn't need an Akira, and it's Stam Shlomim. So why do you burn this immediately? Right? The Hadik Tony Allah the Masnisim Bechol Yisorif Miyad Rabbi Lezer He. Mishim the Shlomim Hu, Rekom the Shach Dei Behev Yilashem Pesach. So Rabbi Lezer L'tamei Domer Perek Domin Yishchat Shlomim Sheshach Yilashem Pesach Posel. It's talking, what's it called, Taka Shlomim. This Korban Pesach becomes automatically a shlomim. But you shechted it the same korban pesach. A shlomim that you shechted the same korban pesach, but that's all that's possible. Just like if you shecht the korban pesach the same other things, it's possible. He holds something else, the same korban pesach is also possible. The omer v'chein ha-shochet achen v'shem pesach possible. The havi v'psul begufa. So that's mamash v'psul begufa. So like you shechted it a korban pesach, shalom v'shma, or a chakash shalom v'shma. Any korban, the same pesach, is possible. So it's psul begufa, and mele, you burn it immediately. It's Adara, because it's automatically a shlamim, and you shechted it the same Pesach, you passed it, according to Rabbi Lezer. According to the Tanakhama over there, it's only Pesach l'shem shlamim that's possible. Shlamim l'shem Pesach is like any shlamim that you did shalom l'shma, it's kosher, except you're not yotzi with that, you're neder. But it's still kosher. Where it says, V'yir Rabbi Lezer, he chatas nami mechayif. According to Rabbi Lezer, why does our Mishnah say, in the end over here, that you put it from a chatas? The chori should be chayiv achatas. The halesle of Rabbi Lezer Torah b'divar mitzvah potter. Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold Torah b'divar mitzvah is potter. So why are you potter from achatas in the hemshich of the Mishnah? Ela tirgum Rav Yosef parei Rav Salach Hasida kameder of Papa Hamani Yosef ben Chunayhu. It's Yosef ben Chunay. The shnan. What does he hold? Yosef ben Chunay Omer hanishchot l'shem pesach l'shem achatas psulim. He holds like Rabbi Lezer. That if you shecht a something else, the same Pesach or the same Chatos, is possible. Amat Shula Begufahu. Right? Mishum Hachi Yisorek Miyad. Ubipture Sover Lak Reb Yeshua. But he holds like Reb Yeshua, Legabi Tovit Var Mitzvah. So it's not Reb Elezer, it's somebody who holds like Reb Elezer in one thing and holds like Reb Yeshua in another thing. That's Yosef Ben Chonoi. He holds that, what's it called? That if you shecht a Shlom in the same Pesach, it's possible. But he also holds a Torah b'dvar mitzvah is potter. The Nela, the Mishnah says you potter from a chatos fits in very nicely with his shita, and the Mishnah that says that it's shul of a goof also fits in. Rashi, the Ira Belezer, Amay Tnan Masnisim potter l'chayv mishum pes Shabbos. It should be chayv a chatos because of Shabbos. To Halesle, he doesn't hold a Torah b'dvar mitzvah. Ubiturei the Torah b'dvar mitzvah sover l'r Yosef ben Chunai k'r Yeshua. Rabbi Yosef ben Chunai doesn't have to hold of all the shittas of Rabbi Lezer. He holds like Rabbi Lezer in one thing, and he argues well in the other thing. They're not dependent on each other. Mora says, Rav Ashi Omar Rav de Omar Krabi Shmuel Benos for Rabbi Yochanan and Bruka. Rav Ashi, I give another teretz. It doesn't have to be Yosef ben Chunai. It could be Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka. Titania Rabbi Shmuel Benos for Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka. Titania Rabbi Shmuel Benos for Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka Omer. In Yesh Shos Bayom Leda, in Marsh Ubaila Meshadeim, Oshemesu, Oshenitmu Chayev, the Tu Batsuroso, the Yotzil Beisas Reifa. Right? He says that if there was time to, what's it called, to find out if the Bailim were still on this carbon, right, or if they became Tomei or whatever, then he's Chayev Achatas, not an onus. If there wasn't time, he had a shecht and couldn't go checking around, so he's an honest. If in the end he finds out that the Bailam died, right, or they went and got another carbon. But if there was time to check and he didn't check, then he's not an honest. And he's chayiv, what's it called, a chattis. And then also he waits for Ibur Tzura, and it goes with Beisat Shreifa. My timer, La Mishum Delod Boy Akira, and what's the reason it needs Ibur Tzura? Is because it doesn't need Akira, and it's automatically a shlomim. And the only psul is because you did it after Tomei Chobein Arbayim. Menelet needs Yibur Tzura. So this price of Rabbi Shmuel Ben Osho B'Yuchon Rebu is perfect. That's how Rav holds. Rav holds like this time. Mora says, Mimai Dilma Nishum Desover Laketana Devei Rav Baravua. Right? Maybe Rabbi Shmuel Ben Osho Rabbi Yochanan Ben Bruka doesn't hold the reason it needs Yibur Tzura is because it's a shlomim automatically. He has to hold it for a different reason. Maybe he holds like Rabba Baravua, the Omer Afilu Pigal Nomi Boy Bertsura. Maybe he holds everything needs a Bertsura, even something that's Bertsura the Gufo. Really, it doesn't. It needs Akira. And it's a carbon Pasul Mamish. And what's it called? But it still needs a Bertsura. Why? Because he holds that everything, even Pigal, needs a Bertsura. The Yolif Oven Oven Minoser. We learn from Noser, just like Noser, you burn only after it's time, so to pigle you only burn after either the time of Noser or at least one night. Gilo temahachi nitmu bailim maikele meimer. Lachor nitmu bailim is surely not psula begufo. That's psul bebailim. It says beferish nitmu bailim. That's psul, not begufo. That's a psul bebailim. It still holds ibur tzura. So he must hold that ibur tzura applies to everything, unlike what we hold that ibur tzura only applies to things where the tumor is not begufo. Hovade bo akira. That what's it called over here, if it nitmu abailim, then for sure it needs akira. Not that it's absurd, not super gufa. If it's what's it called, nitmu bailim, so everybody holds that it needs akira. Because if the bailim are tame, they're going to bring korban pesach sheni. And this is still only to be a korban pesach. So why, what's it called, for sure it's a pesach. So why would it need ibur tzura? It's mamish psula begufa. You shechted a pesach l'shem shlomim. It's possible. Mora says, "Dom rapchia bargam the nishukav bichabura kon shahayu bayon tvei meis the nitchul pesach sheni." So it can't be this mandiomer, right? Because he mentions also onit mubayim, and that can't be. It must be he holds that every korban needs ibur tzura, not just what's it called the psula begufa. So there's no raya that he holds that it doesn't need akira. And it's a shlomim, and that's why it needs ibur tzura. It needs ibur tzura because everything needs ibur tzura. Ela mechubar te kedishonim ikor Yosef ben Chamayi. Better the Teretz of Rav Ashi said that it's going according to Rav Yosef ben Chunai, and he holds like Rav Elezer in what's it called, a shlomim sheshachat l'shem Pesach, is pasul mamish, just like a Pesach sheshachat l'shem shlomim, therefore it doesn't need ibur tzura, and he holds that you're Potter from a chatas because Torah b'dvar mitzvah is potter. Rav Ashi Omar Rav the Omar Le'el Lo Boy Akira Lesley the High Tana the Omar B'chol Yisorif Miyad. Rav Ashi explains that Enochinami the Rav who said that it doesn't need Akira doesn't hold that you burn it immediately. There's another brisa that says it needs Yibur Tzura. El Kesover Rav the Masnisin Linyin Tzura. He high Tana sover la the Omer boy Ibur Tzura. He holds like the Tana who holds that it needs Ibur Tzura. Im Yeshos b'yom l'zeh sheshochat pesach zeh b'shabbos livdo g'meisu b'aylim v'lo shoal. If he had time to check out and see if the b'aylim were still on this carbon, and he didn't, lo toa b'dvar mitzvah el shogeg. Then he's real shogeg. He's not toa b'dvar mitzvah because he had time. He wasn't bohu. Could have checked it out. The chayiv shogeg korvus akorv l'boshaya shogeg is where you're negligent. You're not an omis. But if you didn't have time to check it out, then either you're tov b'dvar mitzvah or you're an omis. And that's why tov b'dvar mitzvah is potter. It's karev la'omis. It's more like an accident than negligence. The two bar tzura, so imuchol, the ilav shabbos lo yitzterich leh. Right? And you have to wait till ibur tzura, if it's on chol, if it's on Shabbos, right? We're saying now, if this would have happened on Bechol, you'd have to have Ibur Tzura. On Shabbos, you don't have to tell me you need Ibur Tzura, you can't burn on Shabbos. So first you have to wait. Lo itzvich leh. To have a Shabbos lo sorif leh. Well, the mocha be yontif nomi lo sorif leh. You can't burn it that night either, it's yontif. So you're going to have to wait till after yontif to burn it, for sure, Ibur Tzura. My time of boy Ibur Tzura, la mishum de gesover lo boy akira. The zest stam nishvat. Vara yushlam in ksherim el shenishvat du akra atomik. So this brisa, what's it called, of Rabbi Shmuel, Benosha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka, right? This is where Rav. This is how Rav holds. That's what Rav Ashi wanted to say, right? Unlike Rav Papa, those Rav Papos who said the other teretz, right? Rav Papa said the teretz is Yosef ben Chunoi, and Rav Ashi said the teretz is that Rav holds like Rabbi Shua, Benosha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka. Morris says no. There's no raya that Rabbi Shua Benosha of Yochanan ben Bruka holds that the reason that over here you need Ibur Tzura is because the korban didn't need Akira. It's an automatic shlomim, and a shlomim that what's it called is lemaisa kosher. It's only possible because after the Tamei Chodein Harbayim, and therefore you need Ibur Tzura. And that's exactly what Rav said. Mar says no, I mean my. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho of Yochanan ben Bruka holds you need Akira. Upsula begufa. And it's taka pasul begufa. Because it's a pesach that you shechted the same shlom. V'hai the boy Ibur Tzura. I said, why didn't you Ibur Tzura? That was the question we asked to begin with. Right? If the only reason. Why didn't you? So if that's the case, you could burn it immediately. right? Why do you need Ibud Sura? Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Sober like a Tana Devei Rabba Baravua. Because the Shmuel holds like Tana Devei Rabba Baravua, the Omer Afibu Pigel Shepsula Begufa, Tony Bursura. He holds everything needs Ibud Sura. He argues on this cloud. The Lo is Parishly Iker Milsei, the Tana de Rabba Baravua, Heche Itmar. I don't know where this Shita is. Not brought down anywhere else in Shas except here, Rashi says. The Karmakomus Maisel of Igmara. Igmara brings it, but I don't know where the Makor is that he holds that what's it called such a thing. The Elo Te Mahachi, the time of Mishim the Kasavar Psul Haguf Tony for Tzura. Because if he doesn't hold like that, if you don't learn like that, you learn like you wanted to learn. That it's because it doesn't need Akira, right? And that's why you need Ibur Tzura. Ela Mishim the Loboy Akira. Hot Tenach Meso and Ishapu. You could explain that if the Bailim died or they used had another Korban Pesach brought for them. Of a Nitmu, but they're Tamei, Mi'ika de Loboy Akira. Everybody holds you need Akira if they become Tamei. Why? Because they're going to bring Korban Pesach Sheni. Hostama le Pesach Sheni Koi. For Rabbi Shmuel, Osha Nitmu, Nomitari. In this price, it says Nitmu. So it can't be Ibur Tzura in that case because it doesn't need Akira. Everybody needs Akira, according to everybody. Elamai, you have to say it's because he holds that everything needs Ibur Tzura. Elam Mechuvarta, the time of Rabbi Shmuel, Mishum de Kesavra, Psul Aguf, Tony Bertzura, he holds even Psul Aguf needs Ibur Tzura. And therefore it's no raya that it doesn't need Akira, it may need Akira, and it's a Psul Aguf, Yishechted Korban Pesach, Shalom of New York, Psul Begufo, why should need Ibur Tzura? Because he holds everything needs Ibur Tzura. The Tana of Yisorif Miaz, and the other Tana who said that you don't need Ibur Tzura, you burn it immediately, Sover Loboy Ibur Tzura, he holds Psul Begufo, doesn't need Ibur Tzura. And everybody holds that it needs Akira. So the Maisa, there's no Brysa that holds like Rav. The Ila truth say boy is to lo tikshi lo Rav, hachi tiratza. And if you want an answer for Rav, you can't use this answer. Elamai, you have to answer the psula gufti da, gabi mesu o shmoshvi yadam, mishum de shachdi l'shem pesach de hedya. The Ila lishlamin koi, the lo Akira karav. Bahavi lishlamin l'shem pesach, u psul hagufu. Yosef ben Chonois, you have to give the answer that Rav Papa gave, that it's talking, that Enoch and Ami, it's automatically a Shlomin. So what did you do? You shechted a Shlomin l'shem Pesach. So according to Rav Yosef ben Chonois, that is like Rav Elazar's Shita, that Korbanos Acherim l'shem Pesach is possible. So it's possible, that maybe you burn it immediately. Right? And if he holds like Rav Elazar, Mestami holds like Rav Elazar also by Tobit Bar Mitzvah, no. He holds like Rav Elazar in this, not in by Tarbut by Mitzvah Yosef Rishua, so the Mishnah can go like Yosef ben Chunoi. Okay, Hagen lechid dvorim, Hagen lechid dvorim, Hagen lechid dvorim.